President Johnson.
Huh? So you're finally here.
You've been expecting me?
Your equipment, that skull suit, isn't exactly standard military issue.
Are you all right, sir?
Is this some kind of sick joke? I thought you came to kill me.
What?
I'm prepared to face the consequences of my betrayal.
What are you... What the...
You're a man? Well, who are you?
Foxhound, sir.
Foxhound? I see. Now things are starting to make a little sense. Switch over to nano communication so nobody can listen in.
Yes, sir. Do you read me, sir?
Yes.
Mr. President, it's my understanding that the terrorists have managed to input the code sequence necessary for launching a nuclear strike.
That's correct. I punched the sequence in myself.
You're working for them?
If you asked me 2 hours ago, my answer would have been yes. Right now, they're keeping me alive until my vital signs are reconfirmed.
They betrayed you?
I wouldn't quite put it that way. I wanted power. They sought destruction.
But why stoop to terrorism?
I wanted absolute power.
But you're the president. You have power.
No, I'm just a figurehead.
What?
I don't have any control. The real power is in the Patriots' hands.
The Patriots?
The truth behind this country. I'm not surprised you've never heard of them. Very few are aware of their existence, even among those with code word clearance.
Huh?
Politics, the military, the economy, they control it all. They even choose who becomes president. Putting it simply, the Patriots rule this country.
No.
Hard to believe, isn't it? But it's the truth. The space defense, income tax reduction, and national missile defense programs. Every policy that's been credited to me was actually done according to their instructions.
Space defense was initiated by Congress.
That's what the Patriots want the country to believe. It's all a show. Democracy is just a filler for textbooks. Think about it. Do you actually believe that public opinion influences the government?
No.
This country is shaped and controlled as the Patriots see fit. The people are shown what they want to believe. What you call government is actually a well-staged production aimed at satisfying the public.
Huh?
Don't look at me like that. I'm legally sane, you know.
It's not your sanity that worries me.
The Patriots. Even I don't know who the actual members are. Are they financial, political, or military leaders? No one knows who the Patriots really are. Even my instructions come from a cutout. All I've been told is that every key decision is made by a group of 12 men, known as the Wise Men's Committee.
Your office? The White House?
Merely puppets. Pawns in a game. By pledging my loyalty, an insignificant son of a senator was awarded the presidency. Of course, that wasn't the only price I had to pay.
What do you mean?
Even if a pawn becomes a queen, it is still just a playing piece. I wanted to leave my own mark in history, but my ambitions were... You'll understand someday. I wished to be a member of the Patriots. I wanted to wield the power of a king instead of being an expendable pawn.
And that justifies acts of terrorism?
Yes. I'd intended to use the new Metal Gear as a bargaining chip.
Bargaining chip?
But I underestimated Solidus. He actually wants to challenge the Patriots, even if it means the destruction of the world.
What are you saying?
Whether you believe it or not, the balance of power rests in the hands of the Patriots. They regulate the country's various interests through controlled presentation, staging a drama that is palatable to the general masses. Can you imagine what would happen if they ceased to function? Picture a massive political vacuum, a space that every power monger will try to fill for their own greedy ends. I'm talking about an unregulated power struggle, panic, civil war, chaos. Like it or not, the Patriots is an organization that must continue to exist.
So you changed your mind because you wanted to avoid global chaos.
Exactly. When I told Solidus that I wished to prevent disaster, he replied that pawns can never become players.
And who is this Solidus?